Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 21, verses 26 through 32. In those days Paul took the men, and the next day he purified himself with them and went into the temple to give notice when the days of purification would be fulfilled and the offering presented for every one of them. When the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, who had seen him in the temple, stirred up all the crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who is teaching men everywhere against the people and the law and this place. Moreover, he also brought Greeks into the temple, and he has defiled this holy place." For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. Then all the city was aroused, and the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and at once the gates were shut. And as they were trying to kill him, word came to the tribune of the cohort that all Jerusalem was in confusion. He at once took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the tribune and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 16, verses 2 through 13. The Lord said to his disciples, "The hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do this because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will convince the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." On this day, the 30th of May, we commemorate Isacchaeus, abbot of the monastery of Dalmatus. The righteous Isacchaeus was from Syria and came to Constantinople in 374, excelled in the monastic life, and departed to the Lord in 396. According to tradition, his monastery was built by Dalmatus the patrician, a nephew of St. Constantine the Great. But many say that the monastery was founded by St. Isacchaeus, and afterwards took the name of the abbot Dalmatus, who succeeded St. Isacchaeus. Yet others maintain that it received its name from both of these, and that is why its name in Greek is in the plural. According to Zonaras, the iconoclast emperor Constantine Capronymus later turned this monastery into a barracks, quoting, "And as for the monastery called Palmatus, which is ancient and the oldest of all those in Constantinople, after he had expelled the monks, the emperor made it a barracks for soldiers." End of quote. The Third Ecumenical Council raised its abbot to the rank of archimandrite and exarch of the prominent monasteries of the imperial city. The famous Cathedral of St. Isaac in St. Petersburg is dedicated to this saint. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.